The following shiur has been presented by Rav Yechiel Bieberfeld, Reish Kollel in the Philadelphia Community Kollel, and has been brought to you by the Beis Havad Halacha Center. The center can be reached for dispute resolution and many other halachic services at 888-485-VAD or at thehalachacenter.org.
Let us discuss Be'ezer Hashem for Parshas Vayera, an interesting halachic shaila which comes up not so infrequently, and a person who's in this position, in this situation, really needs to know how to address the situation. By the Makkah of Borod, Paroi requests from Moshe Rabbeinu to get rid of the Borod, the hailstones, get rid of all the noise and the chaos in Mitzrayim. And Moshe Rabbeinu responds, by Yemer Elo Moshe, Moshe tells Paroi, Kitzesi Esuyer, when I leave the city, Ephrois says, Kapai El Hashem, I'll spread out my hands to Hashem, and then Akoilos Yechtalun, the noise and the chaos will cease, Vahabora Liyoid, there will be no more hailstones. A pasuk in Perek Tes, pasuk Chof Tes. So Rashi over there tells us, why could say Sisir? Why did Moshe Rabbeinu say, when I leave the city? Alva Batoichi, Rashi says, Lo Yisfal. In the city, Moshe Rabbeinu says, like he cannot daven, Levishahoisa Malaya Gilulim. Because Mitzrayim was filled with Avodah Zorah. And in a place of Avodah Zorah, one cannot daven. The Rishonim already asked, what about the other Makos? We find by Makos Tzfardeya, Moshe Rabbeinu davened, it says, Vayitzak Moshe al Hashem. We find by Makos Oroiv, it says, Vayeter al Hashem. And there we don't find that he left the city. So just to mention two answers from the Rishonim, the Ramban says, Al Derech HaPshat, we could say, that really Moshe Rabbeinu davened in his house always. But at this time by Borod, he wanted to spread his hands out to the Shemayim and stop the kolos and stop the rain and the hail from coming down. And that he had to do outside in the city, but since it was filled with Avodah Zorah, he had to leave the city. Then he brings the Medrash, the Mechilta tells us that indeed he could not daven in the city because it was full of Gilulim. And here Paroi requested for Moshe Rabbeinu to remove it right away immediately. Moshe Rabbeinu says, I have to explain myself, I'm not going to remove it immediately because I first have to leave the city. And then I will daven, and only then will the hail stop. The Das Kenami Balei Tosfos give two other answers. First, he says, we could say that really, by all of the Makos, whenever Moshe Rabbeinu davened, indeed he left the city. It says it over here, and from here we learn the prototype to other places. Another answer Tosfos says could be that really Mitzrayim was not filled with the Avodah Zorah. The Avodah Zorah of Mitzrayim were the sheep, and they were outside the city. But over here, the Torah tells us, Hayori as Devar Hashem, those who were feared Hashem and were afraid that their animals would get killed by the Borah, they brought him inside to their houses, they brought him inside the city. So since now, but Borod, the Mitzrayim was filled with the sheep, the Avodah Zorah of Mitzrayim, therefore Moshe Rabbeinu had to leave the city. Al Kaponim, we see from this that Moshe Rabbeinu said he cannot daven in a city when there is Avodah Gilulim, Avodah Zorah around. In the Trumas Hadesh, in the Siman Vav, he was asked a shaila. A person was traveling, and he had two options. He could either stop on the side of the road and daven. It was mincha time. But the downside of that would be he may be disturbed by other travelers. Or he could wait on an ahead. There was a malone that was ahead, and he could wait for that. It would seem a no-brainer. Wait till you get to the malone, till you get to the inn, and daven over there. However, says the Trumas Hadesh, if this was a non-Jewish inn, so you can't daven over there. Vada yimotzei shom harbe gilulim. You're certainly going to have Avodah Zorah pictures on the walls, Avodah Zorah engraved in the walls, sometimes even real statues of Avodah Zorah. And he quotes the Medrash that Rashi quotes here, that you see Moshe Rabbeinu didn't want to daven in the city. He says, Kitzesi Esuyer. And therefore the Trumas Hadesh says that if it's not clear to him that he'll be able to be undisturbed on the side of the road, and he could find a place in this inn that he'll be undisturbed and it'll be a private place in some corner, then it's better to wait to get it and daven in the inn. Otherwise, daven on the side of the road. And this psak is brought in the Ramon Simon Tzari Dalid Siv Tes. He's approaching an inn. If he could just go off to the side and people won't disturb him, that's what he should do. And don't daven in the inn. And the Mishnah Berurah explains over there, Sifkon Choftes, Shebevada Yesh Bei Gilul V'Toyevos, because there's certainly Avodah Zarah, V'Ein Lahaknis L'Shom Dover Shebekdusha. Don't bring into a place that has Avodah Zarah any Dover Shebekdusha. Shaharei, Moshe Rabbeinu Omer Kitzeis Yesoir, and V'Lei Rotzel Espal V'Mitzrayim L'Vishoisim Lea Gilulim. Ad Kan Loshoin of the Mishnah Berurah. Quoting this Rashi in the Parsha here, by the name of the Medrash, and quoting this psak of the Trumas Hadeshin. And this shaila could be when someone finds himself nabuch in a hospital, and it's a Catholic hospital. Very often they have, in almost every room, they have some sort of statues on the wall, images, crucifixes on the wall, and you say, you have a chayla, or his mishamshim, his b'nei mishpach, his family that are there with him, and it's time to daven. Can they daven? Can they say divrei Torah, davar shebekdusha in the room? And the answer is that if there is an image of an avodah zarah, a picture of an avodah zarah, indeed there will be osur. And the Kaf HaChaim in Siman Kuf Yud Gimel Sifkon Chof Zayin writes that even if it is behind a glass encasement, even if it's closed by a glass but it's still seen, it would still be a problem. The same goes in the Sefer Yishei Yisrael, and Hilchos Tefillah brings from Chaim Kanievsky Shlita, that a Shasi Ve'era, the crucifix, will be the same halacha, one has to be Nizr, not to daven over there. And therefore, if someone would find themselves in such a circumstance, their best thing would be to leave the room, certainly if it's someone who's only being Mavaka the Chayla, visiting the sick, should go out of the room and go to a place that doesn't have any of these images in sight. Oftentimes, the Chayla himself cannot do that. So in that event, the Mishnah Berurah says over there that what the person should do is turn to the side, not facing the image or the picture that's on the wall. And even, says the Mishnah Berurah, even if it means not davening towards the Kaisel Mizrahi, because the images are in the east wall, even if you're not davening towards east, that's what's preferable to do, turn towards the side. Sometimes even that is not possible. If a person is confined to a bed, and if it's a chayla at the point where he's able to daven, he's able to utter words of Dvar and Shebekdusha, but he's not able to turn himself and move himself, in that case, the only eitzah would be is to close his eyes. However, very importantly, the halacha is that in that case, when he comes to the Ishtachavoyos, when he comes to the times in Shemayin Esra where he has to bow, he shall not bow. He may not bow because since he's facing an image, it will appear as if he's bowing down to that image. This is Aloch in Shulchan Aruch Simin Kuf Yud Gimel Sifches Hamaspala. Someone who's davening Ubo Kineg Dei Nochri, he is approached by a non-Jew. V'yesh lo shesi ve'ere biyodei. This non-Jew has a cross in his hand. V'yegi l'mogim shesheichemoy. The Jew is davening. It comes time for him to bow. Lo yishche. The Jew should not bow down as he normally would, even though he's bowing down to the Eivishter, not Chas V'Sholem to this guy who's holding this crucifix. It explains the Mishnah Berurah in Sifkon Tesvov over there. Because it appears as if you're bowing down to an Avodah Zarah. Now in this case, there's a simple Eitzin brought in the Sefer Yishei Yisrael in the name of Shlomo Zalman Orbach Zatzal, and that is you could cover over. If that was possible, you can cover over with a sheet the image or the shesi ve'eriv. And even though a sheet doesn't have a din mechitza, over here all you need is just to cover it over. So that would be the halacha. Either you go out of the room or you turn your face away. Or if those are not possible, then best to cover it over. And if one cannot do that, then one should close his eyes by davening and make sure not to bow. Another application of this in the Shailos Teshuvos Betzel HaChochma from Betzal Stern Zatzal from Melbourne, Australia, Chelek Beis Simen Peidalit. He says sometimes a person is in a hotel and they have books that are written, that were written by an Apikiris. There's sometimes a Holy Bible in a hotel room. When a person wants to learn, a person wants to daven, if that book is out, it's considered a place which Dvarim Shebekdusha cannot be mentioned. He says it's also to be mispalel or to learn in such a room, and therefore you would have to make sure that it's put away in a drawer, put it out of sight before one's davens. Just to mention another shita on this whole shaila here, and that is in the shaila Shetshuvas Chelek Levi. That's from the Seren Sherov Hagoyin Rabbi Nachum Alevi Polak. Happens to be he was the uncle of my grandmother, Alei HaSholem, a Rav in Serinj. Then he came out before the war, and he's a Rav the remaining years in Manhattan, very close to the Rav Moshe Zatzal. And when he was asked this Shaila, in the Sefer Shaila, Tshuvas Chelek Levi, Erechayim, Simen Memdalid, he says that really, it seems in his opinion, that it's actually mutter to daven, even in a Mokum that is Avodah Zarah. And he brings three rayas to prove his point. Raya number one. The Gemara in Megillah Dav Tazayin Amar Aleph says about Mordechai that by Ishaita Nisatev Mordechai Letzluse. Mordechai was davening and Haman comes by and he sits by him V'yosev Lekamayim and he waits until Mordechai finishes davening. Ad the Solog Mordechai Letzluse. Now, that's the Maisa the Gemara tells us in Megillah. We know the Gemara at Sanhedrin Samach Aleph Amid Beis Machloikis Abayi and Rava. What the status of Haman was? Did he have a din of Avodah Zarah? And according to Abayi, Haman indeed had the din of Avodah Zarah. If so, how is Mordechai able to continue davening when Haman clearly was sitting right there next to him? If he's sitting next to a Makom Avodah Zarah or whatever Avodah Zarah Haman was wearing around his neck. Seemingly, there's no issue in davening, even if there's an Avodah Zarah there. Raya number two, the Mishnah in Avodah Zarah, Daf Mem Dalan Mebeis, tells us about the story of Rabbi Gamliel, who was Reichetz B'merchot Shel Afruditi, in Avodah Zarah. And a min approaches Rabbi Gamliel, and asks him, "Menimata Reichetz B'merchot Afruditi, how could you be bathing yourself in the bathhouse of Afruditi, this Avodah Zarah?" So Rabbi Gamliel says, "Ein meshivim b'merchutz. I can't tell you the halacha. I can't answer you in a merchutz." When they exited from the merchutz, Rabbi Gamliel explained to him. He says, "Ani lo basi bigvula. He ba bigvula bigvuli." In other words, I used to come to this merchutz prior to when them erecting this Afruditi in the chutz of this merchutz, and therefore I'm still allowed to bathe over here. So the Gemara asks, "But hechi obed hachi? How is he able to do that?" How is he even able to tell this min? I can't answer you. And he was obviously thinking about the Shaila. You're not even allowed to think of the Beis HaMerchutz. Says the Baal Chelek Alevi to Seren Shirov, if you say that a Mokum that's Gilulim, a place that has Avodah Zarah, has the status of a Beis HaKisei, so forget about the fact that it's a Beis HaMerchutz. It would be also to be Mahar and Divrei Torah, or even talk Divrei Torah, because it's a Makom that's of Gilulim, that has in the Chotzer of the Afruditi. So that itself should have been Aser. The fact that the Gemara only mentions the issue of the Beis HaMerchutz, not of the fact that there was Gilulim over there, would indicate that there would be no Iser to daven, even in the place of Avodah Zarah. And the third Raya, says the Chelek Levi, is from Gemara in Sanhedrin of Mem Gimel Amud Beis, that there was a Bei Kenishta, there was a certain shul, the Shofi Yosef ben Ardoi, the Ukbi Bei Andarta, that came to Ardoi, and there was erected over there an Andarta, a statue, and Avua de Shmuel and Levi went and davened in that shul. And the Gemara says, you know, to be choshish for chshad, maybe that this has anything to do with Avodah Zarah, because since it's a Beis HaKnesses, it's a Mokum Derabim, by a Mokum Rabim, there's no chshad. Now, an Andarti, this Andarti is certainly a statue, is a suffix, whether it was used as an Avodah Zarah. And certainly the Derech of Avodah Goyim were to bow down to this Avodah Zarah. And Afal Pikein, you see, they davened in this place, even though there had been an Avodah Zarah over there. It's doichik to say that, no, they moved away from this area, because the Gemara should have said that. And that, the Chelek Levi wants to marshal as another raya, that really there is no Isser to daven even in Avodah Zarah. So, seemingly there are three different Gemaras that talk about people davening, even in a place where there was an Avodah Zorah, at least saying Dvar Mishkadurah shall be Mahar B'Dvar Torah. Aye, what about the Rashi and the Parsha that Moshe Rabbeinu says Kitzesim in a year? That's Paskin the Halacha. So says the Chelek Levi, we could say that that case was different. Because there was Prisas Kapayim. Moshe Rabbeinu wanted to spread his hands out. And like the Machzitz HaShagol writes in Siman Tzadi, Sivkon Lamed Zayin, B'Shem the Tshuvas HaRadvaz, that you're not supposed to daven opposite a mirror. Why? So people shouldn't say, oh, you're bowing down, you're davening to your reflection. Here too, since he was had to spread out his hands in a form of tefillah, and if it's in front of Avodah Zorah, would look as if he's praying to Avodah Zorah, as if he's spreading his hands out to Avodah Zorah. So for that reason, Moshe Rabbeinu had to leave the city. But a tefillah just by itself, but the Moshe Rabbeinu would have davened just beinoy levein atzmoy, it wouldn't have been visible from any of his expressions or any of his actions with his hands that he's even chash of davening to Avodah Zorah. That would not have presented a problem, says the Chelek Levi. He says, and that's the reason we find by Makas Tzvardeya, it only says over there, Vayetze Moshe Varen Meyim Pari, Vayitzak Moshe Al Devar Tzvar. He cried out to Hashem, and it doesn't say he left the city. Similarly, by Oroi, Vayetze Moshe Impari, Vayetzer Al Hashem. Over there, it doesn't say that he left the city. Must be over there, he was davening just between him and himself. And it's different by the case of Borod, where he had to spread his hands out. To the Borod that was coming down, the rainstorm that was coming down, the koilois that were outside, and that's why it was different. Lamaisa, we find that the Psak Halacha seems to be that it still would be a problem in a Makom Avodah Zorah. The Chelek Levi himself and Zoof, that certainly is better that the koilois should turn his face away from any tzelem, any images, and if he can't do that, then he should close his eyes and daven.
The Beis Chabad on the Parsha series has been brought to you by the Beis Chabad Halacha Center. To reach the center for halacha consultations, service, educational seminars, or media, please call 1-888-485-VAD. That's 1-888-485-8223. To sign up to the BHHJ, the Beis Chabad's weekly interactive e-journal, please visit www.bhhj.org, or you can email us at office@thehalachacenter.org.